Schwartz placed his left hand between Cassie's shoulders and boosted her in through the rear door of the SUV. Cassie.
Huh?
Schwartz. Go! Schwartz followed her, and they were thrown flat as Grimaldi hit the gas.
I had this image of he pushes her in through the back door, and Grimaldi takes off, and they both fall out.
Do you have any supplies of digitalis or guanidine? Or a defibrillator? Or, you know, one of those things that you throw hold the things on his chest and he goes like that. You go clear and you put the things and you say go and they go. You know what I mean.
I know that all you're fighters, good ones at that. I know that you have a sense of right and wrong and you can be relied upon to back each other up. That's why you're not getting your weapons.
It didn't give the albino youth a lot of space to work, but he ignored the beast to his rear and looked the rogue steer fully in the face. And punched it in the mouth. And kissed it. The steer was so stunned and aroused.
And now we need to vomit and drool. Oh boy, here we go. I get to vomit and drool again. Hooray!
Mildred! That sounds like coming to dinner.
My dear lady, I believe... Sorry for the snort.
Ryan swung the panga two-fisted, felt it bite satisfyingly into oleaginous, if I could just even get to the word. I might be able to pronounce it. Let's try it again. Ryan swung.
There's no... pardon me!
At the same moment, Christy ran from the shattered interior of the wiki-up, hair trailing in a stream of fire.
Yeah. Put it out!
By the three Kennedys, my brothers and sisters, but somewhere to lay this old gray head would be most damnably welcome to me. I sounded drunk. Oh. Damn fly!
Hang on. Let me put the cover back on this thing. There we go. That was... Oh, jeez! I'm fine. Okay, there we go. Okay.